Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
28460.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Joan. The last name is Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
156 Singleton Street, Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina, 28460.
Thank you for that. And so I do see here, looks like you were charged for the Feast Treat. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the chance to win an Instant Pot in a raffle. And so you basically never received a survey letting you know you have the chance to win the Instant Pot?
I don't recall any of that, and I know I would not have joined anything and paid for something for a chance to win an Instant Pot. I just gave one away.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am, I definitely do understand. And so with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that could have been used to place the order online.
Hello?
And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. But as of right now, I am going to go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you. So that'll be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
There are two charges here.
Yes, ma'am, it would be both.
Okay, so we got $98, $99, almost $100 between the two.
Yes, ma'am, you actually have a total of three, when December, January, and February.
All oh, really?
All has been refunded, so that'll be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No, I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.